Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Courtney Tripp with 3B Reviews. I know that I have said that I was not going to do any more soap reviewing, but something has come up, and obviously that's changed. Originally, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do for this episode, but some things came to the light in the press, and decided I was going to go ahead and do a show about it. As many of you know that have listened to my show over the last couple of years, I've been a very big advocate for the Jammy fan base. And for those of you that listen to my other shows but don't know anything about soap operas, I originated from a super couple that was on Days of Our Lives called E-Jammy, E.J. DeMera and Sammy Brady, which were played by Allison Sweeney and James Scott. And I originally started my show and my reviewing just simply talking about their storyline, and then I decided to broaden it out and talk about Days of Our Lives in general. But that they were the original reason why I started doing it. So over the years, you know, I've talked about E-Jammy and everything and been real passionate about it. And in the final about year and a half, I really, really took to social media and begged the fans to voice their opinion and to do what was necessary against some people's better judgment, whatever. But I basically asked them to follow in my footsteps and to basically let Ken Corday, the producer of Days of Our Lives, let him know how we felt about his biased view and his biased agenda against E-Jammy. Now, a lot of people have had a big, big issue with this pairing because they claim that E.J. raped Sammy. Well, it's a controversial subject, and I don't really want to talk about it because I've talked about it so much over the years that there's just no real necessity to talk about it again. But basically, like I said in the past, it's a rape manse, and it was something that nobody can understand. Well, not that any of that matters, but at this point, the reason why I'm here right now talking about E-Jammy again, that's the most important thing, is that at the end of that year and a half, they had written a storyline that was offensive, and it was against E.J.'s character. He had an affair with someone, a continuous affair with someone, and cheated on a woman that he wanted for 8 years. It's ridiculous. And it was a jab at us, and that's something that I spoke highly about and created the code of silence, and a lot of other people, you know, obviously took to the code of silence, and they brought up, I wasn't the first one to bring it up, but I was one of several that did, and I was an advocate for it. And you know, you were heard in that time period. Thousands of you dropped off social media, and NBC knew it, and they panicked. Whatever they say, whatever they, you know, say behind closed doors, it doesn't matter. What they're going to say to your face is going to be completely different. And the ratings showed it. And people that didn't respect the E-Jammy fan base obviously let us know that, you know, they thought we were crazy, basically. A lot of people thought we were ludicrous for the way we acted. No, we weren't. I think that what we did was we created a movement that said entertainment is still based on what the audience wants. It's not about the biased agenda of the people that write the stories. And that's something that Days of Our Lives doesn't understand, is that the audience is the boss, not you. You're not the boss. You're not. We are. Because if you displease us, guess what that means for you? We don't watch. And my point is that over this time period of a year and a half, we made a huge impact as a fan base. And then E.J. DeMera was killed. He died in the arms of the woman that he loved, and we were supposed to be okay with that. No. So it was a stab at us, and we knew that. So here we are today. I had announced my retirement from soap reviewing, and I didn't particularly want to retire. Of course I didn't. I love the fans. I love soap operas. They're the best. But my heart wasn't in it anymore. So here we are today, and we are hit with something that we really weren't anticipating. I know I wasn't anticipating it. It's something that I suspected for quite some time, but now the proof is in the pudding. And I've always said that karma will make its way back around to you, and it has. There was a group of emails that was leaked from a Sony database, and they were basically filled with things that any Jamie wouldn't be happy with. Now, granted, we didn't get the entire emails about Jamie, but here's basically what happened. Ken Corday feared that then head writer Gary Tomlin was planning a spinoff soap opera for Allison Sweeney and James Scott. Now, Bruce Evans and Gary Tomlin were rumored to be working on a spinoff for these two amazing human beings. Now, moving forward, what's so important about this, and you say, well, what's the big deal? Of course, that would worry me too. Well, here's what happened. He basically cut the throat of the most profitable super couple to grace his screen ever. Ever. I don't care, and I'm going to offend some people, and I just don't care. I know that Days of Our Lives has been on for decades. I get it. We're going on 50 years. I completely understand. But in its prime, you had John and Marlena, and you had Bo and Hope. Now, Bo and Hope, oh, my God, absolutely, they're going to go down in history as one of the super couples of Days of Our Lives. And John and Marlena will, too. Granted that all those things may be true, in today's market, there's one thing that sells. Two things, but we're going to combine it into one. Dysfunction with the ability to be functional. Now, you're going to go, what? What does that even mean? EJ and Sammy's relationship, believe it or not, is the most realistic relationship in daytime television. Why? You ask. Because, and you're going to go, that's ridiculous. No, it's really not. Because when you have people, other couples, Abby and Ben, can we vomit a little bit? When you have these other couples, they may bring a little bit of heat, whatever, Daniel and Jennifer, or, I don't know, who else? Other people. Bo and Hope, let's go ahead. We're not even going to put Bo and Hope and John and Marlena even in the same category as Ben and Abigail or Jordan and Rafe. No offense, I really like Jordan and Rafe. I will miss her. But there's a category of super couples that are realistic. It's a soap opera. For Christ's sake, it's a soap opera, and I get that. But when you're marketing something, it's important to know who your audience is. The demographic of 18 to 49, now I want you to think about that. The demographic of 18 to 49, you're talking about girls and even boys, right out of high school, up to women who are still in the workplace. They might be retired. It's a completely broad spectrum. Okay? Now think about that. You have 18-year-old girls and boys up to 49-year-old women. I'm not going to even say men because, but it happens. But when you have that broad spectrum, okay, you have to think, okay, here's my audience. The majority of these people, what is going to please them the most? And that's something that Ken Corday doesn't think about, okay? That's not what any of them have ever thought about. There was one person, and I'm not going to say her name, because she gave a beautiful, beautiful dialogue for Allison Sweeney's last scenes. And we all know who I'm talking about. I just want to leave her out of it because it's not her drama. It's not her fault. She doesn't deserve to be dragged in the middle of it. My dogs are going crazy. But what's important is that you please that demographic overall. Now you say, well, they all have a different idea on what entertainment is. Not quite. Not quite. I know, I understand those are different generations. I get that. But overall, they want one thing, dysfunction that is functional. Something that they can mourn, something that they can understand, something that they can't understand but they want to. And that's why EJME made so much sense. Now, when you have somebody like Ken Corday who is so stuck up his own rear end that there's just no finding him. You can hand him a flashlight. He's not coming out. He is so stuck on himself. And you know what? And I know that, and I'm going to be honest, I know that there are people out there that don't agree with me that go, and there are actors on the show. And if you're listening, okay, I'm defending you. I'm 100% defending you when I say he is screwing you and not taking you out to dinner first. It doesn't even matter at this point if you're employed or not. He's put you in a position to where you have to bring a performance that honestly is probably not even reachable because of the fact that the audience was looking for something specific, and now that specific thing is gone. And so he is threatened by us. He's threatened by the fact that, okay, let me back up. Allison Sweeney and James Scott made an appearance on Jay Leno. Soap opera. Two soap opera actors on primetime talk show, an evening talk show, and they brought in ratings in the evening, and they're daytime soap opera entertainers. Now think about that. We are in the year 2015 as of right now. Now I can't remember if it was 2013 or, yeah, it was 2013, 2012, something like that, but they did that, that they did their little skit with Jay Leno. Why did they do that? Because they sell. And when Ken Corday was under the impression that Gary Tomlin and Bruce Evans were planning a spinoff for Allison Sweeney and James Scott, now you can sit there and say, well, Courtney, just because you have those in front of you, it really doesn't mean anything. Absolutely, you think what you want, that's fine. So let's go ahead and go in here and we're going to read the email that was written between these people. Now, mind you, this isn't the only email. And it's not just about EJ and Sammy. It's about Days itself. They wanted to rip your favorite soap opera off the air and replace it with a talk show. That was really, honestly, what their plan was. But they said, hey, we can work out something with NBC and go make it through the 50th year. I'm going to tell you right now, Days of Our Lives fans, I'm not 100% sure you're going to have a soap opera to watch after the 50th anniversary. And that's unfortunate because that is the only soap opera on NBC right now. And that's very, very sad. And that will mean that NBC doesn't have that market. They're going to lose a lot of money. And so that's why it is so important that Allison Sweeney and James Scott return. Now, I understand that Peter Reckle is coming back, and that I am not quite sure what the time frame is on that. I haven't really looked into it, but I know that he made his first public tweet, I think, in the last day or so. So, Daytime Confidential. It was written by Jamie Giddens, and everybody knows who Jamie is. Anybody that's in the soap world knows who Jamie is. And if you don't, you're living under a rock, because he's wonderful, and he's a great writer, and he's honest, and he's professional, and I like him a lot. And it's so rare to find people that are so professional, that are able to take an unbiased view and to write something, and at the same time still have an opinion and still be able to lean to the left or to the right. And I like that about him a lot. So I'm going to read this to you. This is what he wrote, and then I'm going to read the emails. Now, the emails are dated. This email, just one, was written on November 15th. It's my best friend's birthday, 2013. While WikiLeaks is being condemned by Sony for releasing a searchable database of the corporation's hacked emails, it isn't stopping the press from commenting on the scandal. I figured if revered publication Salon can discuss whether or not Bruce Jenner wanted a boob job as derived from the hacked emails, the items related to Sony's daytime soap operas are fair game. The Daytime Confidential gang quickly scanned the database, hoping to find juicy behind-the-scenes drama concerning the and the Reckless, blah, blah, blah. And we'll move on down. However, a search for Days of Our Lives, Sony's other soap, netted more tea than Lipton can brew. I love that. In November of 2013, Sony's soap exec, Steve Kent, had an email exchange concerning the exits of Allison Sweeney, ex-Sammy, and James Scott, ex-EJ. The correspondence revealed that Days co-owner Ken Corday allegedly worried then-head writer Gary Tomlin was planning to create a new soap for the exiting on-screen supercouple with NBC Veep Bruce Evans. Now see below. Okay. It says, Ken is calling to tell you that the actors Allison Sweeney and James Scott claim they are burned out and want to leave the show in April. Also, he heard from a source, quote-unquote, that the head writer of Days, Gary Tomlin, and Bruce Evans are developing a new soap with these two actors. I told him that's nonsense. Bruce is very supportive of Days. Ken is very blank, and it didn't continue. Ken is clearly what? Don't leave us hanging, hackers. I can't lie. The thought of a new soap starring Sweeney and Scott makes me hot. What do you think of that rumor? Sound off in the comments. Now, there are certain things that I am withholding just because it's personal. And I know that I have received some criticism over the years, and I understand that because I have been so blatantly aggressive when it comes to my opinions. Now, I understand that sometimes people don't particularly like that. Don't care. But I love these actors. They're good people, and they're deserving people. And if you don't like the fact that I have defended you, And I know some of the actors go, well, Ken's my friend, you know. He's my buddy, you know. He's given me a job. Okay, good for you. I'm still going to have a problem with him. This isn't about you. And if it makes you mad that I'm butting heads with your buddy, sorry. I'm doing it for you. And in the end, hopefully, you'll benefit. I'm not saying that I'm the voice of reason. I'm not saying that I have all this power and knowledge over everybody. I'm not saying any of that at all, okay? But, oh my goodness, we have a caller, and I'm so sorry. I did not know you were there. Area code 613, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So, I was listening to the whole day thing, and it's like one big mess. it's hard to really comment on something. It's like a big, what's going on here?
So what are your thoughts?
The whole Sammy and the whole Allison and James thing, it's I don't know. It seems like did this happen out of like some out of some I don't know, like out of the malice or anything, or was it personal?
It feels personal, yeah. And it does. And I mean, and it's not, I mean, it, to me it feels more, I can take the heat, you know, and I can, I mean, there are some people that are just 100% emotionally invested in Days, and, you know, that's great. And I've talked about that. I've gotten emotional about talking about that. But it does feel personal, absolutely. It's very personal. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we did, when we dropped off of social media for so long, and, you know, there were people behind the scenes saying, yeah, they're worried. So I think, yeah, it was absolutely a stab at us, personal, yeah, I do.
It was, yeah, just look at the, just look at how both characters actually exited the show. It was kind of like a big, fat, like, it was a kick in the face. It was like, what are they doing here? It's like, that was definitely, that was one of those moments where it was, these writers don't give a shit about them. It's like,
oh yeah,
here we go. It was like, we're going to give them the shittiest exit possible, and people are going to be pissed and are going to leave the show, and we won't care.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I think happened. Yes, absolutely.
It's like, we're going to make Sammy go and go for a reality show, leave town for a reality show, and have EJ get killed. Who the fuck came up with that shit? Seriously. It's like, what is going on? It's like, oh, my God. Sometimes I just don't understand the writing or the people in charge back there. It's like, who came up with this?
That was a big thing that I tried to voice to everybody was that, you know, that this was going to inadvertently completely affect Dave's potential in the future, and it did. The ratings are horrible. They're in last. Their ratings are abysmal every single week. Absolutely.
I think they're like 1.6, 1.5 right now, something like that.
Ugh. Yeah, and when Allison and James were on there, they were at like 2.2, 2.4, 2.5 sometimes. I mean, they were up over a million at that point, and it just dropped. Boom. And I knew it would.
Yep.
But I absolutely...
Yeah. It's such a it's such a huge passionate fan base. It's like if you do that to a fan base, what do you think the repercussions are going to be in return?
I know.
People are going to start not to watch anymore. People are going to be like, this is terrible. I'm not going to watch anymore. Goodbye.
That's exactly what happened. And they know it. That's the problem. They know that. And so that's why
And the ratings are proving that every single week.
Mm-hmm. Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital. And I know General Hospital has been having a little bit of trouble with their demographic, but it's not been something they can't fix. But Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless have been fine. Young and the Restless has been doing very well. I mean, it drags, and I do like Young and the Restless. But, you know.
Young and the Restless, it has its own, it has its big issues with the writing and with the stories, the ratings maybe good, but the stories aren't very
but
good.
But the fact that they're doing something right because people are still tuning in enough, and it's that emotional investment in the characters and in their well-being And it's just with Days, the characters that are there, Paul's mother, Paul, Will, you know, all of them, Serena. Serena, I do like Melissa Archer. I do like her, but she's been wasted, and she's going away. So it's like there are people on there that are just, Xander, who is that? Like, I don't care, you know, and it's just, it's been a waste. It's been an absolute waste. But I appreciate you calling in very, very much. I never caught your name. What's your name?
David.
Oh, well, it's very nice to meet you. Thank you very, very much for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I could talk about Days all day long if I really, really wanted to. But it's not something that I only get passionate when it gets about when it's about Ejami. And whenever it's about how much I don't like Ken Corday, it's just that's where I get passionate. It's not about any of the other stories. I don't get this way. And sometimes I go, do I really need to retire? I mean, I could really just do a show forever and ever and ever, amen, about just about how much I don't like Ken Corday. And we've only got 3 minutes, so I'm only going to want just a second, but we do have another caller. 641?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Donnie.
Hey, Boo, how are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me real quick, what do you think? I read those leaked emails. You did? Okay.
Yeah, and as I suspected, you know, Ken Corday is an ass.
Yeah.
As always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, he is.
Just the way he treated Allie and James was not right.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, if they do a spinoff for Allie and James, then, you know, I think a lot of viewers will tune in for that. And
yeah, they would.
Who knows, I might even tune in just to see what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I had jokingly, it wasn't even a joke, I meant it. Whenever I started that petition, I'm like, can we just have a movie? Can they just make a movie like her and Greg Vaughn did on Hallmark? Can we just do a movie so that I can keep it and watch it forever? You know, like that's just what I wanted because I just love their chemistry so much. So, well, it's just a big fat mess. And I understand that, you know, you weren't a big Ejami fan. You were a big Ejol fan. But even the fact that, you know, Sammy fans, period, EJ fans, period, they got screwed too. You know what I mean? It's like it didn't have anything to do with just them as a pair. It was about their exits individually were disrespectful. Both of them were.
Yeah, I had my share of being screwed over too, so.
Yeah. Well, Donnie, thank you for calling in. I really, really appreciate it. And hopefully they pay for this. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But thank you for calling in, Donnie.
Yep.
Well, we're in our last minute. And I just want to say really briefly that in the last couple of years, and I really fight to get emotional sometimes because I love you guys so much, that in the last couple of years that I've done, 3B soap reviews and that I've fought so hard for you guys, and I know that there are other people out there that don't appreciate us and don't like our fan base and think that I'm a jerk and all this other stuff. I get it. You know, you're entitled to your opinion, absolutely entitled to your opinion. Don't worry about it. I'm not offended. I am kind of offended, but don't worry about it. I'm totally fine with it. But to the people that have been so supportive of me and my advocacy to fight for you guys, you've just been wonderful, and I just want to thank you so much. I'll see you guys next Sunday, and I will make an announcement on Twitter what we will be about. Bye, guys.